September 26th, 2024. This is NI versus AI podcast episode 4. And I'm going to talk about a serious subject today and something I'll probably only ever discuss once because a lot of podcasts cover this extensively and they cover it well. Also, it's a very personal topic for me, so it's a little uncomfortable to discuss. But I do feel that it will help someone at some point, if nobody else, me. And the overriding topic today is alcohol and alcoholism. And I want to discuss that within the lens of NI versus AI. All right, so back in episode 1, I told you that we live in a, you know, a conspiracy reality. That was episode 2, where the powers that be try to sort of keep us down. And in episode 1, I told you that natural intelligence and artificial intelligence are, well, natural intelligence is solely biological, but artificial intelligence can be both biological and machine. And I also mentioned that NI versus AI is not a normative thing. It's not like NI is always good and AI is always bad. And the topic today is especially relevant to that point because when it comes to alcohol and alcoholism, NI can get you in a lot of trouble and AI can get you out of it, or at least set you on the path out of it. So here goes. Alcohol is probably the most destructive single force in our society when you think about it. How many healthcare dollars go to treating people who are sick with alcohol-related illnesses? How many murders happen? How many families break up? How many, unwanted children are there? How many, birth defects, whatever? The list goes on and on and on and on and on. That's to say nothing about the absolute hell that is endured by alcoholics themselves and those who love them. So yeah, this is a very destructive force, and yet it's not only legal, but glamorized. I mean, even the movies that, deal with it seriously, like Leaving Las Vegas, there's a certain amount of romance and glamour there. Like Nicolas Cage goes to Vegas to drink himself to death and meets this, beautiful escort, with a hooker with a heart of gold type thing. And there's like a certain romance to it, or The Hangover. Look how insane people get on alcohol. Ha ha ha. Isn't that funny? Well, no, it's not funny. It's tragic, or, Shaken, Not Stirred, the hero there with his, elegant beverage, or just they always portray it in a positive light, even when it's not in a positive light, like in Leaving Las Vegas. So why do they do this? It's because alcohol is a trap that is set for us, one of many. And all you have to do is look at the people at the top of the alcohol industry, shall we say. I mean, didn't P. Diddy run some big booze distributor? The Bronfman family, what wonderful people they are with their Nexium global human trafficking cult, and so forth. So, it's intentional. It's conspiracy reality. They put this stuff out there and glorify it because it keeps people down. When it comes to alcoholism, I can tell you that it's not what a lot of people think. A lot of people think an alcoholic is just somebody who drinks too much, or somebody whose health is affected because they drink too much, or something like that. But I think that what it is, and what it is with all the other traps too, is that alcoholism, no matter whether you just drink once a month or you drink from morning till night every single day, it's going to lead you to a dark, putrid cloud of regret, guilt, shame, self-loathing. It's going to lead you to a really dark place where you don't like yourself. And it's like that with all these traps. And NI is what helps you. Your natural intelligence is what helps you to fall into these traps, because it's really easy to rationalize yourself into drinking, even if you're an alcoholic. In my case, when I was about 21 years old, someone told me, Chuck, please don't make me watch you drink yourself to death. And I was like, what do you mean? Back then, I didn't even have the money to be an alcoholic. I went out you know, once a week and had fun with my friends. And, you know, I was young and healthy and whatever. But those words have stuck with me. And that was probably the first relationship that alcohol ever cost me. Even though it wasn't dramatic, the person just kind of drifted away from me because they saw it way before I did. But you see how that little demon on my shoulder was able to easily brush that off and say, ah, come on, you know, they're full of it. You're not an alcoholic. And then the years go on and, you know, I was never the kind of alcoholic who drank every day. In fact, I very seldom drank 2 days in a row. You know, I never had to have a medically assisted detox. A doctor never told me I was in poor health. In fact, I would go to the doctor and, you know, I see my doctor once a year for my checkup and they say, oh, you know, your liver's great, your kidney's great, your blood pressure's great, your heart's great, you know, your triglycerides are perfect, everything's good, you know, see you next year, ha, 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 ha. And I'd walk out of the doctor's office and that little demon would be saying, hey, see, told you you're not an alcoholic. You're fine, man. You're healthy. You have the body of a 28-year-old. So let's go out and celebrate, right? That's your natural intelligence kind of talking you into it, thinking it through. Or you could be like, I mean, I've never lost a job because of it. I don't think I ever even called in sick to work with a hangover. I went to work plenty of times with a hangover, but I never called in sick because of it. My point is I didn't have the kind of obvious consequences that a lot of alcoholics have. And for that reason, it was easy for me to just keep drinking and tell myself that I wasn't an alcoholic. But one consequence that is now very clear in my mind is that it has cost me a lot of relationships with people. There are probably a dozen people in this world who hate my guts because I was the biggest asshole in the world to them. And some of those people, you know, yeah, they were people that maybe I'm better off without. And there's the little demon again saying, yeah, that guy's a jerk. You know, who cares? I did you a favor. Let's, you know, burn the bridge, blow it up, you know, end the thing with an exclamation point. You'll never see that guy again. Ha, 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 ha. And, you know, in some cases that was true. You know, there were people that I probably should have cut out of my life, but I could have done it a lot more gracefully. And there were other people, you know, including one close family member who I love that just hate my guts because I was a jerk to them. And they may have provoked that in some way, but they didn't deserve the, you know, the sword that I drew and shoved into their gut or their heart. Which I'm speaking figuratively. I've never attacked anyone physically, but with my words, yeah, I can be pretty mean. So recently, very recently, I did that to someone who, you know, had never been anything but kind to me. Someone who I'm only now realizing now that I've nuked that bridge, I really like that person, and it makes me nauseous. I've been nauseous for 4 or 5 days straight now, just thinking about, you know, how awful it was. And in a way, it feels like I've done something like, I don't know, lashing out at an innocent child, you know, and you can see how screwed up alcoholic children, you know, the children of alcoholics become because, hey, there you are, an innocent kid, and all of a sudden you're subjected to a barrage of assholery from your alcoholic parent who's supposed to love you, right? And so, yeah, I've been feeling really, really bad about it, and I've resolved that I never want to let that Mr. Hyde character come out ever again. And so this is a message to my future self. If there's one person who can benefit from this, you know, putting this out there, it's me. Future Chuck, if you ever want to drink again, remember what happened last time you drank. Pray to God that's the last time you drank. You know, remember what you did. Remember what you said, remember how you felt, and never do that again. I mean, don't take a chance, man. You know damn well you wouldn't have done that or felt that if you had been sober. So, yeah, you might go out and have a beer and have a good time and nobody gets hurt. You might do that 10 times, but one of these days, Mr. Hyde's going to rear his ugly head and you're going to end up feeling like you feel now. So, yeah. And in the future, I'm, you know, once I right my ship and find my footing, I'm going to go on a holy war against alcohol and do everything I can to make it uncool and taboo and just say, yeah, alcohol is for losers. You don't need it. You want to have a good time. You know, set up a ping pong table, invite some friends over, turn on some music, throw some steaks on the grill. You can have a good time without alcohol. You don't need that crap. Why would you drink solvent, you know? Anyway, so... So what does this have to do with NI versus AI? Well, you can see how NI, your natural intelligence, can rationalize anything and convince you to drink. But AI, you know, a programmatic way of thinking can help you. Like, there's this thing that helps a lot of alcoholics called AA. And it's literally a program. It's steps. It's procedures that you follow. And so in this case, AI is superior to NI, and I hope that we can all, you know, get there someday and be good people. And by the way, alcohol is not the only trap. There are a bunch of them, and they'll all lead you to the same dark place. So beware. Use your natural intelligence to do the right thing. And if necessary, use artificial intelligence to correct your course. All right. Good luck to everyone. Bye.